Well, I'm going to take a swig of water, and here's the intro. Welcome to Feisty Mindfulness. We're here to share tangible advice, resources, and stories from real people. We hope to inspire growth in owning your mental health. So here's your host, mug collector, and cardigan queen, Joelle.
It's me. And Caleb.
And me.
Oh, happy day. My links aren't working. That's excellent. That's just like my favorite. Great.
Can we start with a question?
Off your list of questions for me?
Sort of. It's just... since it's Thanksgiving, what is your... Sorry, the internet's being weird. What is your favorite, food? Your favorite dish on Thanksgiving? If you say you don't have one, I'm gonna just hang up.
I mean, sure, you have to call back, but unpopular opinion. Thanksgiving's just kind of not my thing. It's about food. I've a weird relationship with food.
Okay, but you still eat food on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, really, garlic mashed potatoes. Like, I mean,
sweet.
That's it.
That's awesome.
It's not anything special. I'm Irish.
Yeah, why'd you make that so hard?
I eat potatoes. I was trying to think, but it's not. I eat mashed potatoes other times. So I was trying to think of like a thing that's fun about Thanksgiving and I'm like, I got nothing.
Yeah. True.
But I like mashed potatoes in general. So.
They're very solid food. No, they're not. They're very soft food, but
yeah,
very solid choice.
Yeah, there you go. I want to see.
Mine would have to be... It's a tie between the turkey itself and the like canned cranberry jelly that you just like cut into a slice and eat.
That you like make the turkeys out of.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that stuff. Not the stuff that still is like pieces.
It's like,
in it.
Like a relish?
Yeah, cranberry relish, I think.
That's actually, I mean, that's what my family called it.
Yeah, I think that's, no, I don't like that one. But I do really like the actual, like, in the can jelly that you have to, like, convince to come out, and it comes out and it looks exactly like the can.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, I like that one, actually. Yes.
Sweet.
We used to use a cookie cutter, but for the cranberry jelly, and it was always my job growing up as a kid to push the turkey cutter, and so we had little cranberry turkey shaped pieces. That was my mom for you.
That's awesome.
I'm so glad you said that. Because, yeah, I look forward to that. I don't really eat that any other time of year.
Yep, nope, just Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, I'll be so sad if Meyer is out of those. Can you imagine?
Better go tomorrow.
I didn't even think to put it on the list. Tyler already went grocery shopping.
Better go tomorrow.
I know. What a bummer.
Hey, what's Thanksgiving without, like, one more extra trip?
It's like, you gotta. Which also, I realize, sounds like super Midwestern. You gotta. I had Thanksgiving trivia up. Where did the first U.S. harvest feast of Thanksgiving take place? Because I totally guessed. Like,
is this
legitimate.
Multiple choice?
Yeah. Plymouth Colony, Popham Colony, Virginia Colony, or Roanoke Colony, or Roanoke Island.
Plymouth Colony. A.
Did you hear that?
No.
Okay. It didn't. It went through my headphones. It dinged that we got it right.
Oh, nice.
What Native American was honored at the first Thanksgiving feast? Geronimo, Squanto, Sacagawea? Nope.
Sacagawea.
That's right. And Tonto.
The second one?
Squanto?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not Sacagawea?
Yeah.
I feel like that's why we know that word.
No.
Squanto? Ding, ding, ding. Hey. I'm so bummed you can't hear that. It's like the best gamer, like, game sound of winning ever. Okay. What type of meat was served at the first Thanksgiving? Chicken, buffalo, turkey, or venison? I want to say turkey, venison. But I want to say not. Do you think it's venison?
Probably not. Venison?
Maybe chicken. Again, look at that.
I was right.
Yes. There is no evidence that turkey was eaten at the first Thanksgiving at all. A three-day meal shared between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag tribe in 1621. But Pilgrim chronicler Edward Winslow noted in his journal that the Wampanoag guests arrived offering five deer. All right, we're almost done. What famous Christmas song was originally written for Thanksgiving?
What?
Oh, maybe you know this because of music. Little Drummer Boy.
I've gotten every other one run so far.
I know. I'm impressed. Okay. What famous Christmas song was originally written for Thanksgiving? Little Drummer Boy, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, or Let It Snow? Oh, I think I know this one.
Let It Snow.
Mm-mm.
We got it wrong?
Yeah, I think it's Little Drummer Boy.
You think it's Little Drummer Boy?
Mm-hmm. To announce it.
All right, try it. Why not?
No, we're wrong.
What?
So it's either Jingle Bells or Silent Night.
Jingle Bells, then, obviously.
Yep. It was originally composed for children to sing in a Boston Sunday school celebration. It was meant for the Thanksgiving season and had no connection to Christmas. Oh, is this the one that, like, to grandma's house we go? You would go to your grandma's house for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you would go for both, but whatever. Okay. Last one. What day is the Thanksgiving holiday observed in the United States?
The last Thursday of November.
Yeah, the fourth Thursday in November. Just in case there were more. What? Anyway, yes. Canadians observe Thanksgiving on the second Monday in October.
Uh-huh.
What? What is their Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Huh.
Probably something along the same lines. We have a Canadian friend, Maddie.
Just text really quick. Why do y'all do this in October? Like, kind of early October.
Can you hear me typing?
Yeah. There are a lot more questions. It gets ridiculous, but I thought that the five were fun.
Sweet. So let's start the show.
All right. Okay, so we're talking about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving stress. Last year we talked about holidays and that kind of thing. We'll probably touch on that again this year. With any kind of new things that I have found. But this one in particular is kind of tying in some COVID-related things. So it's a little bit more specific because I realized we can't recycle all of it from last year because We talked a lot about like families and traditions and dealing with those dynamics. And a lot of people aren't seeing families this year. So I didn't think that was quite as helpful. So we have some stuff from different resources per the usual.
Hey, that first link doesn't work for me.
The Forbes one. Oh, right. Because it's a Google
thing. I even tried it without the AMP link and it doesn't work.
All right. Please hold.
Hold, please.
I'm pretty sure it's because for some reason Google was like stealing the URL. Like anytime that I tried to copy and paste it. Yeah, all it did was put Google in front of it. It was very weird. I couldn't get rid of it. Anyway, I just sent you a link and that should work. But it also doesn't.
Gracias. Nope, we can't find the page you're looking for.
What the actual heck? Try this one. What is happening, Forbes? Do you not want me to share your article?
Do you subscribe to their thing?
No, but I can totally see it. And I found it from the Googles, which means that it's like public. This one, that's not actually true, folks. Don't. I'm making that up.
You can't lie on the internet.
That was me being sarcastic.
Hey, there it is. Sweet.
Yeah, that one had all a right. Preview. So that one's promising. Okay. Oh, it just decided to load and tell me a lot of facts about things that I don't need to know about. Thanks. So, fun fact, TripAdvisor that knows a lot about traveling, I hope, at least, says that even though the CDC is advising to do a virtual Thanksgiving, more than half of Americans will be traveling for Thanksgiving. I would like to know what they consider traveling. Is it like me going to Lansing? Or is yes. it like me going to Pennsylvania? Is yes. it you? Like, are all those traveling? I don't know, because I'd consider it traveling. Like, if I have to pack things and take it to somewhere else, that's a trip. Kind of, right? In the context of that. Especially, like, to someone else's home.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of the whole issue. Is that you're going into somebody else's house for Thanksgiving. Anyway. There is very little that is typical about Thanksgiving 2020. Thanks.
As with all of
2020. 2020. Like, can we talk about anything related to that? Birthdays, summer, beach, like... D, all of the above. Anyway, but they also make a joke that, like, the main attraction of Thanksgiving is still turkey. Yay! We're not having turkey, so that's kind of a fun fact.
Oh, we're deep frying one.
I have always wanted to see that. Is that weird?
I'll send you a video. I'll make you a little Snapchat.
Thank you. Because I just find that so fascinating. Like, you're going to throw that gigantic piece of meat into a fryer? Mm-hmm. What?
And it's done in, like, 45 minutes instead of, like, hours.
Oh, that would be a really big, like, motivating factor to choose that way. Why wouldn't you do that? Also, I'm assuming it's outside. Yeah. So, like, you don't have to worry about your house getting all, like, steamed up with oven for 8 hours or whatever.
Yep.
We are doing a slow cook roast, so.
Nice.
We just have to get up early enough to start it.
There you go.
And then, and by we, I think we all know I mean Tyler.
You mean Tyler, yeah.
I'm so glad. I hope our audience knows that. There's three things about me. Don't cook. I drink almost everything I can out of a mug. And I pretty much always have a cardigan on or within reach. Sums me up. Oh, shoot. Okay, so by the way, it's going to be the 399th Thanksgiving. Never would have guessed that. It's a random number. And of course, it's not a nice even number because it's 2020.
Of course not. But, well, no, it's because of the year that they started it.
No, I'm just saying, like, it happens to be, like, a crap year. The only thing that would be worse if this was the 666th year for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which, in that case, I would tell everyone to vacate the premises. We're all in trouble. Can we skip that number?
For real.
Anyway, so this one just has like a cool blurb about Thanksgiving and is not at all the article that I wanted to share. So we're just going to skip this one.
Oh, see, I was just saying it's got a totally different name. I bet you they took that one down that you had originally.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually like really sad.
Because the one you sent me is... Thanksgiving plans derailed.
Really helpful.
Give thanks anyway. Your mental health will thank you.
Yeah.
No.
I wonder.
Online cranberry shopping.
Do you think I could find? Let's. Oh man, now I'm gonna sleuth. We're gonna find this article. Found it. Found it. Heck yeah. Okay. No. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they took it down.
Stop it. How does it show up on the Googles? Look it. It's right there.
Yeah, but it's the way that Google caches stuff.
Thanksgiving plans derailed. Give thanks anyway.
More like Thanksgiving podcast episode derailed.
Yeah, what the heck?
A gift from Zoom. Here, I'm taking a screenshot of this.
I just saw it pop up.
Running out of time? We removed the 40-minute time limit. Love it!
Wait.
Poor Sam.
She's taking
a nap.
Okay, it's... How is it on my phone? But the minute I try and share it, it sends a different article. I'm so frustrated. I could just hear my microphone freaking out that I screamed. Sorry. Sorry, okay. Listeners. I'm sure Caleb will try and edit out my crazy. So this one. Starts between the pandemic, economic hardships, and political turmoil, one doesn't have to be overly creative to justify a lack of thankfulness right now. And so what this article is about is like, give thanks anyway. And I found that this article to be a kind of a nice little pep talk, like a little bit of tough love and then a little bit of actual like helpful suggestions. Mm-hmm. Because it starts off as just like, yeah, we all know 2020 sucks. Give thanks anyway. And I was like, all right, calm down. You have my attention. So this talks about how like, okay, we already know like, being thankful, right? We've talked about gratitude journaling, gratitude meditations. It's all really, really good for us. So this article basically talks about that, is that you can be grateful and pay attention and consider those small mindful moments, right? In the context of even the crappiest of years, even things that you don't feel like you should have to try so hard to be thankful for. You can take the time and pull those apart and like get it out of your brain of like, okay, I do. If I think about it and I sit here and I try, I have things to be grateful for and I have things to be thankful for. And then those are things that exercise naturally makes you feel better. So they talk about in these turbulent times, we must be all the more mindful about the stories we tell ourselves about our circumstances, because our stories trigger and amplify our emotional state. For instance, if you tell yourself a story that life is conspiring against you, that you're a victim to some villainous force, then you'll live in a state of self-pity, blame, despair, or resentment. On the flip side, if you tell yourself a story that you're blessed in countless ways, count those ways, talk about it, and life is like on your side and you're like living your life and whatnot, then you'll fuel gratitude, and then you feel better. So it also talks about how gratitude takes practice. We've talked about that a lot. It's something that you have to kind of like, it's like a muscle that you have to build. But now.
Yeah. It's just like working out, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. If you're waiting for an opportunity to start a gratitude practice, knock, knock. It's opportunity knocking for you. cheesy. Okay. So we'll post a link for this article that will probably not work, but I'm going to try anyway. And they talk about just, you know, write it down. It's that easy. Write things down. Be thankful. But yeah. The next one was more of like a science and like guidance one. And I thought that we could talk about that and our feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
So
let me make sure I'm on the right one.
Yeah. That is it. CT is what it says up at the top. Staying safe on Thanksgiving amid COVID-19 surge. What to know? Mm-hmm. So in my own like anxious coping brain, when I wasn't feeling overly anxious about Thanksgiving, I tried to look up some stuff about it. It's not good. Don't fuel the fire. Let's just start there. So that's what I was trying really hard not to do. I was trying really hard not to like fuel more anxiety by like being anxious about it and then going and looking up more. So on a morning that I was just like chill, this is like last weekend, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna look up some stuff. And this is one of the articles that I found. Right, so the CDC, we probably all heard it, so I'll just summarize. They're saying that anyone who currently lives and shares common spaces in your housing unit is like considered your like in your little circle. And if you are planning to see anybody outside of that little circle, you're endangering everybody. So, yeah. If you're part of travel advisors, 50% of Americans who's still traveling, the CDC was probably talking to you, which, is weird to think about, to me, at least, because, like, that's just, like, part of it. When you leave your house and traveling and packing and like who goes where and what houses you're going to do, like Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, like all of those conversations are like super normal. And this year it's like, are we doing any of those things?
Yeah.
Don't know. Don't know. TBD. And so this is questions to ask yourself to help kind of find an answer. And I found this a little bit calming because it was like not me speculating and not my like anxious brain talking. It was like, okay, if I can walk through these questions that a third party, you know, that the CDC, somebody that I, not somebody, I don't know how to say that, an organization I trust, like not there's not one person, but like the CDC, right? I trust that. Then it helps me like know that it's not just like anxiety whispering in my ear or overreacting.
Yeah.
do you want to not just like knock out these bullets really fast?
Well, I think for this one, like, yeah, I could just kind of name them off. If you want to read more about what the CDC says, I think this article does a really good job of linking to their things specifically. Yes. But I think, too, that we're more of a mental health podcast, and so I don't really want to spend a whole lot of time on this. No. I'd rather just, like, hey, here's what the CDC is saying. And, yeah. You know, and talk about some, because we've got some other really good articles. There's like three more that I think would be better to spend time on.
One was just like for my own, like, it just made me feel better to have like a resource that wasn't me just like flipping back and forth of like, what do I do? How do you do this? Like, what's the right answer? Is there a right answer? How do you talk about this? And so this one is really, really great because it talks about, though, like things to consider, which was really helpful and was helpful in managing anxiety around it. Okay, next one. I think it's how to plan your first COVID Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Okay, cool. There's another one that has an icon in the corner that's very similar on the internet tabs. Anyway.
That's the next one, yeah. For happier holidays and quarantine.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So this one obviously talks about how we've done a lot of postponing and...
reimagination.
Yeah, like replanning with completely different expectations. Mm-hmm. Wedding photography, anyone? That has been super fun this year.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, shout out to all my brides. They were all amazing. I heard a lot of crazy stories across literally the globe in some of, like, the internet groups, like the Facebook groups that I'm a part of, and I got lucky. My brides were awesome. So thanks, good guys. they're not listening, but that's okay. So this one, of course, talks about like safety concerns and everything like that. But this is what I found encouraging is risk like levels. Again, helpful to like think about, talk about, but like low risk options. I was like, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
It's like
there are ways to do this, like, and still spend time with people, even if you're not like,
yeah,
in the same room or same house or whatever.
Yeah, which, yeah, I thought it was nice to, like, read and think about. Anyway, so, like, low-risk options of, like, only dining with people in your home, doing virtual. Like, I've thought about that. Just, like, a Zoom call like this where it's just, like, everybody hangs out and you just set up the computer and you just, like, yeah. Who likes watching other people eat anyway? You mostly just want to, like... talk and share stories anyway.
Yeah.
Doing traditional dishes, shopping Black Friday sales online instead of the mall, catching football games and parades at home. Is there football? I'm not like a football person, but is football still happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there's just nobody in the stadiums.
I think I saw in a commercial that they have put cardboard cutouts in the stands. Is that true?
Yeah, some of them have that, yeah.
That's ingenious.
I think my friend Jen was at a Lions game with her face on a cardboard cutout.
What? How do you get your face on a cardboard cutout?
I don't know, it's like on their website or whatever. You like submit it and they like do it.
What? I mean, I don't even really like football, but I would.
But you think really want to do that?
Yeah, that is awesome. Just to be like, hey, look, it's me on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So those are examples of low risk activities. Put your face on a cardboard cutout instead of going to the mall. Okay, moderate activities, dining with a few people outside of your home, and if you could do it outside, it's even better. Attending sports events, even with safety precautions in place, is moderate risk. High risk, shopping in crowded stores, traveling through crowded airports and roadside rest stops, attending crowded sporting events or parades, going to large indoor gatherings with people from outside your household. So, yeah, I feel like this is like, anyway.
I mean, it's a good, like, I don't know. We've been doing this since March, but it is good to like remind people because obviously it's going up again. And so, you know,
which means we probably,
and there's a whole thing that there's the whole like phenomenon of, what do they call it?
Fatigue.
Yeah. Pandemic fatigue. Like that's a real thing.
Like,
so
mask fatigue and like, quarantine fatigue and stuff. It's subtle differences, but basically what it comes down to is our brains have just like had enough, which we kind of talked about on our last, maybe not last time, maybe the time before that, where we talked about like how fatiguing it is that, like your brain has to constantly think about that. Like you don't just walk out your door. You're like, okay, do I have my mask? Do I have this? Do I need a hand sanitizer? Oh, do I have like
and traveling? It's
just all
when I went to California recently, like when was that? A week ago? Yeah, a week ago. I was getting home. Man, that was so like flying the whole time with the thing on, and then like I would just go into the bathroom into a stall and just to take my mask off, even though I shouldn't have. But it was just like. Your face kind of hurts and like,
I feel incredibly lucky that I've been working from home. So when I am wearing a mask, it's because I'm out and I'm doing something. And, and so for me, it's very much correlated with like a moderate risk activity. Like I am going to do that. And that's the step that I need to take. Like, yeah, I feel super lucky. Mm-hmm. I don't have to work in a mask. So seriously, I think about all of you guys that have to do that. Like that is involved in your livelihood. You have to wear a mask all the time. And I have book club girls that are like nurses and surgical nurses and stuff. They're like, this is life. And I'm like, I know, but I just like props to you, man. Could not. I would run to the bathroom if I could take my mask off like you. So the cool part about this article, too, is that there is a psychologist named Dr. Laura Saunders is what my guess is probably her last name. And she's part of the Hartford Healthcare Behavioral Health Network. And so here's some ideas to, like, be a little bit more on the positive side and take a look at things more positively. Revamping the meal. Maybe this is hilarious that this is the first one. Maybe homemade cranberry sauce is too much work, or perhaps you want to try a new stuffing recipe. Branch out and make the exact meal exactly the way you want. It's so funny. We were just talking about cranberry sauce.
Yeah, for real.
I didn't know. People put that on their turkey. That's what it's for.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like instead of gravy or with gravy. Oh. Stresses me.
Savory and sweet. That's all. I'm a fan of
sweet. You do
cranberry jelly and gravy on the turkey. Oh, yeah. Or like day after. After, I'll just get one little bowl of mashed potatoes and green bean casserole and turkey and gravy.
And you just and layer it.
And just
like
microwave
KFC
it.
Style.
Yeah, it's like a KFC famous bowl, Thanksgiving edition.
Okay,
and then after it comes out of
so
the microwave, then
sense.
I put the cranberry jelly on top.
I had a coworker who was talking about how, like, why don't we all just get KFC famous bowls? And I was like, I'm not going to say it out loud, but I have no clue what that is. Anyway, so I had to go look it up because I was like, I don't eat. Because, I mean, what a KFC to be gluten free. Can we just talk about that?
Yeah, no.
So I haven't eaten there in, like, forever. So, yeah, I had to look it up. But now I'm like, oh, got it. Because people really do that. People just throw their stuff in the bowl. Anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
Encouraging help. Smaller groups means less stressful preparations. Take the opportunity to enlist your children's help with preparations. It's a great way to introduce them to family recipes or make dishes they request, which I don't have kids. I don't do like super young kid Thanksgivings really. But like if I were to put my brain into like mom mode, that would be way less stressful, because you're like, yeah, I know my kid doesn't like that, and then we like make them put it on their plate because great grandma Rosie made it, and then they don't eat it. I totally made
and it just
up.
Goes to waste.
And then it just goes to waste. So like you don't have to do that with when it's just your household.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one. Clear the dishes and break out the board games for good old fashioned family fun. My family's pretty good about that anyway, like on the especially for holidays, but we like to play games.
Nice.
Do you guys do you have any traditional like family style games or a thing that you guys do?
When Sam and I first started dating, and then the first few years we were married, we did Thanksgiving at her grandma's, and it was like us and her two siblings and their like seven kids in total. Okay. And then like so that was that whole side of the family, and then the other side of the family. So like not the other side of the family, but it was like Sam's mom's sister and brother and their whole families, like their kids and whatever. And so it was just like 30 people or more. Yeah. But I can't remember if this was Christmas or can you hear the cat? I can't He's remember mad. If this was Christmas or Thanksgiving, but grandma would, I think, I can't remember. No, that was Christmas. Thanksgiving, there was something hidden around the house, some sort of like object. Oh. Or she would do how many jelly beans are in this jar. And because she's old and retired, funny. It was like she counted all 735 of them. You know what I mean?
Like, I didn't even think about that. Like when you play games like that, somebody has actually had to count them.
Yeah. So it was like, how many M&Ms are in this jar or whatever? And then you won. I think you got like a gift card or something.
Or at Christmas,
it was a pickle ornament. She would go get a pickle ornament every year, a new one, and hide it in her house somewhere.
Yep. I have heard about the pickle ornament tradition. Yeah. I think it's German.
But then she was just kind of like, hey, I'm getting old. This is a little too much.
All three of you get out of my house.
So now everybody just kind of does it separately a little bit. And so the last few years, it's just been like me and Sam and her parents. Okay. And that's it. And that's what we're doing this year too still. But like, and then we just, Don just wants to watch the Lions game. So that's what we do.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. We're not, I feel like the football game is usually on.
Yeah.
But it's not a thing that we're like, oh my gosh, we have to watch football. There's usually like other stuff happening, and we always play different games. I don't know about board games per se, card games. Our family is like classic, I feel like Midwest, where it's like you break out a bunch of different card games.
Yeah.
Euchre and whatever else.
I'm just glad that like every single holiday isn't like we need to spend globs of time together. Like Thanksgiving, it's like we'll go over there, have lunch or whatever, like late lunch. And then hang out for a little bit and then just go home.
Yeah.
And you're not there all day. But then like Christmas Eve, we'll be at her parents like all day, like the full day. And they do Christmas on Christmas Eve too. Okay. So, you know, like,
yeah,
but I'm fine with that when it's not just like every holiday. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I know that when you have to drive away and stuff, like that can get, I feel like, even more taxing. It's like traveling, even though you're like, oh, I'm sitting there, you know, like flying or driving or whatever, like I'm just sitting there, but it's like stressful. There's a lot of stressful like pieces to that. So it's nice because like you kind of have an out. You're like, well, we're not going anywhere, or we're not going that far, and we're definitely not getting on a plane or crossing state lines or whatever. So it's like you kind of have a built-in out to not have to deal with that extra stress. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of a positive. Venturing out, go out and toss a football or take a walk through the neighborhood. The fresh air and post-indulgence movement will feel good. A lot of times a walk, Our family has done like walks for, I mean, for all the holidays. New Year's too, especially. I feel like it's like you gotta get up and get your body moving after New Year's and like late night and sleeping in. So like we a lot of times would do like an afternoon like walk or whatever. But I feel like football is usually right. Like you're watching football, yeah, therefore like you go out and toss a football. I don't know. Again, no brothers. Don't really watch football, so not a good. Not a good example for that one. Starting a new tradition. Write notes of thanks for a time capsule to open next Thanksgiving. Or create a keepsake by using a marker to pen kind words in a spiral. I think it means spiral notebook. No? What does it mean?
An artificial pumpkin.
Passed around the table. In a spiral. Got it. My brain jumped to spiral notebook.
Nerd.
I mean, we're you know, pen.
Or just paper. Finish reading the sentence and it says words in a spiral on an artificial pumpkin.
Yeah, it dropped down to another line, to be fair. My brain decided it finished. Looking back, didn't we just talk about this? How your brain just like quits in the middle of doing things? We just did a podcast about it. Okay, looking back, pop in the home movies and take a trip back in time. The retro clothing trends and hairstyles alone will make you smile. Okay, I wish so badly that that kind of stuff wasn't at my parents' house because they would have so much fun doing that. There are some ridiculous outfits somewhere. Like golden nuggets stashed in our basement. The 90s. Yeah. Oh my gosh. 90s kids, like, gosh, we dress like no one else. And not, I'm not saying that in like a cool way. I'm saying like there was a lot of stuff.
Regrettable. A lot clothing. Of,
yeah. And hair choices. And for me, there was definitely some like hair and makeup choices that I was like, wow, that was a statement. That
we really did that.
Yeah, I was like, we just went for it. But mostly in an emo phase of my life, which was why the statement, now looking back, is comical. It felt very real at the time.
Wow.
So if you guys have those, please, please share. I would absolutely love to know if people have like VHS tapes of like family get-togethers and the response that you get watching those back would be amazing. Feistymindfulness@gmail.com. Next up, which one did you say is next up?
Next up, we're going to do for happier holidays in quarantine, practice gratitude this Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I'll do this one if you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Sweet. So these is 8 things to just kind of help you practice gratitude this Thanksgiving. 8 easy things to do to practice gratitude. The little blurb here, it says, the good news is that the holidays are also a time when gratitude is front and center. And gratitude has been showed to help kids and adults be resilient through tough times, from experiencing more positive emotions to sleeping better. So, number one, start a gratitude journal. This says from now until Thanksgiving, you know, by the time you're maybe listening to this, it's only a couple days before, but you know, maybe do one until Christmas or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Challenge yourself to be specific, and pay attention to details about things that you notice are positive in your life.
I saw one that was a twist on this. So instead of starting like a gratitude journal, it was to take pieces of paper and like rip it up into strips and just get a jar or like a bowl, like a mixing bowl, like just something to like keep it. It doesn't have to be fancy or sealed or anything. And just throw like each day. You're just like, today I was thankful for this, and you just throw it in there. And then you can, like, go back and, like, pull them out and read them at any point in time. Anyway, I thought that was a cool twist on it.
Nice. Yeah, it's a good idea. Number two, make a gratitude chain. This crafty take on a gratitude journal can get like your whole family involved. So this is like pre-cut construction paper things, and you know, you like tape them or glue them into a circle and you make a chain out of it, right?
Okay, did you do that in school?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We didn't write anything on them ever. We just kind of made them. It was just like decoration. I feel like
we did it for like Christmas and Thanksgiving and
stuff. Yeah, Christmas for sure.
And we would like write things on there like, I'm so excited for Santa. Anyway.
Yeah. So this says to, you know, this is again something you would do maybe pre-Thanksgiving. And then on Thanksgiving, it says plan to take gratitude breaks and read those things aloud. So take one link off the chain and read it out loud, right? So
cool. That's a cool idea. Especially with kiddos.
Yeah. A lot of these are, this one's especially geared towards kids, I guess, but like they all work for adults too, right? So write or draw Thanksgiving cards is another one. Pretty easy. This one's pretty funny. Number four, instead of prank calls, make thanks calls.
I don't make prank calls.
Who makes prank calls anymore? You can read more about that if you want. Send virtual care packages. Social distancing and self-quarantining means you can't get together and hug in person, but you could, you know, kind of like we talked about before, do a virtual gathering or just send some silly photos or videos or just, you know, just a quick like selfie video to somebody saying why you're thankful for them or, you know, how you miss them or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Number six, decorate the front yard with thank you signs for essential workers, healthcare heroes, teachers, your neighbors.
I love that idea.
Just kind of in general, just, you know, saying that you're thankful for. I've seen a lot of, and I mean to do this and I always forget, like making a little like thank you sign for the people that deliver food, like Uber Eats or whatever.
Oh my gosh, how fun would it be to like put it in the window of your front door?
Yeah.
And like have it so that they could read it. So like each time that like the mail person drops a file for FedEx or UPS or whatever, like thank goodness for the Amazon people. But like, thank you and like happy holidays. You're the best. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it'd be great. Number seven. Yeah. Try a twist on kindness rocks. So you paint rocks. I mean, if you're like bored, like I said, most of these are for like kids, but like,
yeah, you know, well, it's the website is a children's medical.
Oh, I didn't even see that. ConnecticutChildrens.org. Huh.
Yeah. I just realized like you and I don't have kids, but like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
My Facebook feed is filled with people with babies. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So kindness rocks, you paint some rocks, and then maybe paint something that inspires gratitude on it. And then when you're taking a walk after you've had Thanksgiving dinner, you just leave these rocks in random places for other people to find.
Even as an adult, right? I know it's geared towards kids, but like, that's fun and exciting to be like, somebody's gonna find this. Anyway, I'm excited to steal this idea. Because we totally have landscape rocks that I can do that. And then I like to take the same path to run and walk with the dogs. And so like just like put them in my pocket and just like leave them along the way knowing that there's going to be kids and families walk all the time. Like it has been busy. Like even the yesterday when I went for a run and it's cold, like it's only 45 degrees out. So it's like still chilly, but like there were tons of people walking and walking their dogs and stuff. Anyway, I'm totally going to steal that idea. Be like
nice.
Just little nuggets of rocks.
Mm-hmm. And then number eight, find a way to give back. And this says talk about, or think about causes that matter to you or the causes that matter to your children or things that they're passionate about and find ways to help in the community. I know like if you're struggling to think of something year round, like homeless shelters are always wanting towels and socks, like always. Right. And so,
I didn't know that.
What's that?
I had no idea. I would have had to like look it up or just call and ask like what do you need right now? But
no, yeah, the always the number one thing is towels and socks, right? So if you ever just want to like be nice to, you know, a bunch of people or, you know, You got a Costco membership right now. It's the holidays. Like, next time you go buzz through Costco, they sell giant packs of socks and giant, you know, and packs of towels. So just, you know, grab it, drop them off. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So these are just kind of like 8 tangible things you can do to, you know, if you're struggling to practice gratitude, here's 8 mm-hmm. things you can try to, like, you know, they're exercises in gratitude and may help you just start thinking about those things more. You're like, oh, what am I going to paint on this rock? Or what am I going to, you know what I mean? We're going to make that link thing. Well, I should probably have something good, you know? So
it's a
good practice.
I am, as nerdy as it sounds, like, I'm uplifted just reading through the list again. Like, I went through it first when I found it. But again, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I want to do these things. I don't have kids or whatever. I'm not doing any of that kind of stuff, like, with a kid, which is some of the purpose. But it's just uplifting to kind of, like, think about, hey, I could do this and I can actually impact other people, but in a safe way. And anyway, I like it. Break?
Yeah, let's do it. We'll come back and do our... We got one more,
last
right?
one, right? I think so.
Cool. And we're back.
Hello. All right, so we have one last one here for you guys. This one kind of talks in the perspective of, like, low, medium, and high-risk things, like the article before. But we already talked about that, so we're going to skip to the good stuff. And here is some safe Thanksgiving activities. And so we talked about the ones that Caleb just went over are kind of geared towards, like, family, especially with kids. And so this one is a little bit more, like, across the board for all ages. So host a small gathering for your household, which is basically, like, keep things intimate. So to me, what it meant when I read it is, like, maybe you still get dressed up and you, for me, like, doing my hair and my makeup and, like, putting on a sweater that I am, like, cozy but cute or whatever. I don't really put on shoes a ton anymore. It's like putting on a pair of heels that I haven't gotten to wear since, like, last year because of COVID and just, like, not going out and doing stuff, or, you know, like, just to, like, feel good and ready so that it feels like still, like, hey, I'm prepped and ready for Thanksgiving. So just, like, have a little gathering for your family. Have everybody get dressed up still and still treat it kind of like, you know, you're hosting. Virtual Thanksgiving dinner. So enjoying the large gathering feel as much as you can without the actual risk of having everybody all in one house. So set your laptop up on the table and sit down with everybody like you normally would. Everybody eats at the same time. Maybe you still plan, like, your meal together, where it's like, hey, what are we having? So, you know, like, especially if you have young, you know, kids, where it's just like, yeah, see, like, but grandma, grandpa are eating turkey and cranberry and green bean casserole too. Like, you know, everybody's, like, kind of eating the same thing, even though they're not at the same table. And it's still, like, tradition. I feel like you can kind of, there's so much tradition in the food that is on the table. I know people who make stuff just because they've done it for the last 25 years. Like, even if people don't even like it anymore, or there's a new way to do it or whatever, it's like people make it just because they can. Like, you can still do that stuff and then enjoy it virtually all together.
Mm-hmm.
Creative with sharing food. So a great way to stay connected with loved ones is by making food for them, swapping recipes, or hosting a video tutorial on how to make the favorite Thanksgiving dishes they might be missing this year. At first when I read it, I was like, maybe don't make food for people in your house and take it to another house. That could technically be kind of bad. If you've touched things and made the meal and then you're bringing them, like, a pan or something that's been in your house, like, technically maybe not a great idea. But then it kind of redeems itself with like the last little sentence where it's like sharing traditions, sharing recipes, not actually making it, but like this is a great time to get that recipe out of like your grandma or your aunt or your mom that you're like, they don't share with anybody. Be like, but I want to make it. I want to make it for my family. Don't you want me to enjoy it on Thanksgiving? Shouldn't you just send me that recipe finally after keeping it a secret this whole time? Like, I can just see this could be the perfect opportunity. Yeah, to like have somebody finally pass down some recipes. I don't have a lot of family members that hoard too many things. But notoriously, I had an aunt that would make stuff. And she would tell you like everything but leave out like one kind of important ingredient. She's like, oh, sorry, it will just never be the same as when I make it. Like, what?
Jeez. Come on.
So mean. Yeah, right? Anyway, so I'm saying, like, this could be the opportunity to finally get, like, the recipes. Anyway, if you choose to get food delivered, use a contactless delivery option for the least amount of risk. We've done that in previous years where we went and picked up a Mediterranean place down the road. And we did that instead. And then nobody cooked, which was kind of fun. for everyone, like not just me who doesn't enjoy cooking, but like my family in general enjoyed the break for that. Enjoy virtual game night. Want to keep the party going even after your plates are clean. Invite your loved ones to take part in a virtual game night. Charades, trivia can easily be played over the video call service of your choice. And if your family and friends are tech savvy, there are also like a ton of different multiplayer games that you can play online. I was thinking about this. Our team, our work team has done some fun stuff. We do virtual happy hours to keep like that tradition going. There was always a monthly, happy hour. And, but we usually did it in the office. We didn't necessarily like go out to a bar. So it was a little bit more of like a bonding experience and doing stuff. So we've kept it going with virtual, happy hour stuff. And we have pulled up some pretty fun games. We did one last week that was, I'm going to have to ask the actual name of it. But basically, you know when you used to, like, write on a piece of paper and stick it to your forehead and everyone else saw who you were but you didn't know? And then you ask questions trying to guess, like, who you are and everyone else can see it on your forehead? We did that but virtual style. So it's just like, am I a real person or am I a cartoon character? Am I a superhero? Like, anyway, it was actually a lot of fun. We enjoyed it, especially, like, virtually as adults. It was like a very entertaining thing to do. So there's stuff like that out there. And then enjoy Thanksgiving events from home. So this one is dinner is the highlight of the holiday, but many families also enjoy other events during the day as well. So local parades to football games. So skip the risky crowds and enjoy your favorite festivities from the comfort of your own home. Many television networks are broadcasting the Thanksgiving events. And a lot of them are going to cover like local stuff. So parades and that kind of thing. I think there's going to be a ton of them online. They're going to stream. I think that the streaming, probably a lot of them are going to be free and stuff, which I'm glad.
Are they still doing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I was just going to ask that. Are you looking it up? Yes. It's been a long time since I've had cable, so I just haven't watched it.
9 a.m. They? To noon. Yeah.
And they're probably going to stream it.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. There we go. Problem solved. I can hang out and watch it on the couch.
Let's celebrate together at home. Watch it live from 34th Street, only on NBC.
There we go. Download that NBC app. Stream it
live. They're not actually... So it's going to be like...
Is it going to be
They're
different?
Not marching down a street. I don't know how they're going to do this. I guess we'll find out.
They're going to separate people. Oh man, now I'm.
Well, it says since we're not. It says since we aren't marching down the streets of New York City this year, the only place to see all the performances, gigantic balloons, and fabulous floats is from the comfort of your home.
Interesting.
So maybe it'd be just like a stage thing, and things just like rotate through.
That'd be cool.
Maybe.
Or they like set it up so like, you know how they invite people where it's just like this high school from wherever? I wonder if they're just going to like send newscasts out and be like, yeah, everybody meets and does their like thing. And they're just going to like go, I'm hooked.
We'll find out.
I'm hooked. Good job, NBC. Now I want to know what you're going to do. Anyway.
If that's not live on Peacock, I'm going to be upset.
I, you know. I'm hooked. Anyway. There's no S on there. Yeah. And then shopping on Black Friday. So you and I were just talking about this. A lot of places are trying really hard to encourage that you just shop online and not like bust down doors at 6 p.m. or whatever on Thanksgiving.
So no in-person shopping. Just don't be dumb and don't do in-person shopping.
It's so not worth it. Like, that to me makes me a million times grateful that I'm not a retail.
I'm really hoping like, the retailers are smart and they do, like, online only, this price. You know what I mean? Like, if you go to the store, it'll be on sale. But if you buy it online, it's even more on sale.
Like, yeah. I feel like I have gotten more, like, forget it. We're doing Black Friday now, starting last weekend, more than anything. And one of the like entrepreneur kind of like podcasts and Instagrams that I follow was talking about how the, you know how there's like Cyber Monday stuff? Uh-huh. They said that this past Monday like superseded any like before Black Friday shopping ever, because normally there's like a little bit of a lull and everyone pauses all of that kind of shopping and then waits for the Black Friday sales to shop. So like everybody's inboxes got hit hard. And
like, my emails have been
all about Black Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, right, fingers crossed, I think that that's like the push that they're doing is just like, you don't need to go anywhere or do anything fancy. The Black Friday sale is already happening. It's already on our website, where a lot of places are doing free shipping, which is another, to me, right? I'm like, okay, I can go 5 minutes down the road and get this thing in person, and then I don't have to pay for shipping. Like, I'll never have to spend $6 in gas to get to, like, the mall. Why would I do that? But in this way, I'm like, yeah, I have no excuse. Like, it's going to be here quickly. It's free shipping. And I don't have to leave the couch.
Yeah.
So that's another one that I've seen that I think is a really great idea for retailers and just for, like, safety. Is just you give people free shipping and they're a lot less likely to feel motivated to, like, do things in person. Or free returns. I saw that pop up a lot on like the different retail places that I get emails from or I follow or whatever, where they're like, yeah, order it all now and we totally get it. Like, you want Black Friday sale, order your stuff, get free shipping, but we're also doing like free returns, which is interesting because I don't know how you do that with clothes. Like, if I put it on in my house, you're not going to take that back and put it somewhere, are you?
Who knows what they do? It's probably just a loss at that point.
Maybe. Like, goes. I like to think that it goes to, like, some place and is cleaned and, like, repackaged or something. I think maybe. Makes me sad to think about clothes just, like, disappearing. Anyway, but free returns, like, also another good factor. Like, so even after Black Friday stuff, it's the middle of December. No, you don't have to go back. You can just do a free return.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great idea. What it says, for some families, going Black Friday shopping is a tradition, and it's an easy way to gear up for the upcoming winter holidays. However, going shopping in person is considered a high-risk activity by the CDC. And what's even more true on Black Friday, when people flock to stores to snag the best deal, skip the crowded stores and stick to shopping online. So, yeah, That's my plan. I honestly think that that's everybody's plan for the last many months. I have seen so many funny memes about, like, Amazon boxes. And, like, people are like, I've made some decisions and made some mistakes on my Amazon app. And, like, you know, like, the different stacks of, like, Amazon boxes where people have, like, ordered a lot of stuff. They're like, I don't even know anymore. I don't even know what's in that box anymore. I've ordered so much stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we felt like that. There was a certain stretch in, like, Amazon where it was just like, well, put it on the grocery list. And then it was like, or can Amazon just get it to us tomorrow? Yep. So we actually, like, in one day have put in, like, two or three orders accidentally. Like, instead of putting it all on one, it's, like, morning, and we are like, oh, yeah, we should grab this. And we order it. And then, like, 4 hours later, we're like, oh, we should have got this. Okay, order it. Like, Amazon people probably hate everybody so much.
No, they made trillions of dollars in the last quarter. So
that's actually probably true. I just meant, like, the actual boots on the ground people are probably kind of bummed. Oh, yeah. They're like, how many times do I have to show up at this person's door? This is ridiculous. But yeah, well, I hope you guys find this helpful. We know that this will go live to you shortly before the holidays, but most of this stuff is not anything that needs, like, weeks of advance. This is like a, you know, you can probably do minimal preparation and pull this stuff off. So I thought it was a good one to share.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I think we're
done. Do you want more Thanksgiving trivia?
Nope. So you can find more resources and cool stuff, ask questions, or connect with us all over our social media. We'd really love to hear from you. So we've got Facebook, Instagram. They're both, you know, Feisty Mindfulness. You just search for it. Instagram is at Feisty Mindfulness. Twitter is twitter.com, or just at F Mindfulness, which is, will forever be funny to me. And then FeistyMindfulness.com or FeistyMindfulness@gmail.com if you want to shoot us an email, whatever. But yeah, we just hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian friends. Oh, follow up on that. I said, why is Canadian Thanksgiving in October? And Maddie said, because Europe didn't slaughter people on the same day? I don't know.
That is amazing. What a great Maddie response.
She goes, it's like celebrating the harvest, kind of like in the U.S., and celebrates a few historic Canadian events. But it also, fall starts sooner in Canada than it does here. So
interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, there you go. The more you know. So now you
know. Cool. Well,
all right, that's guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
That's nice.